Coming from my blood, tell me go back home.
95.5 WMFO Medford.
Take all night, think I need a devil to help me get Of course, a double shot of Foos that we always do every week. We love the Foos. It's our favorite group. Anyways, welcome to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls on this 29th day of July. I almost said September. I don't know why.
You're a big Earthwind and Fire fan.
That's what it is. It's 2:13 in the afternoon, and I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. Sitting across from me, of course, is the beautiful Christopher Ridgway, and
sexy.
The lovely, wonderful Tina Marie.
Hello.
How is everybody doing today?
Excellent.
Are you just saying that?
No, I'm excellent.
All right.
I'm swooberific.
Yes, by the way, it is. It's only, which it's not bad. It's 77 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. It is, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO. We got a lot going on for you today. We're going to have a lot of fun, including one thing, which is our new segment that we are loving it. I am, anyways. Chris, should I spin the wheel right now to get and then you can get busy on the music?
Yeah, and I'll get busy compiling.
What it is is we spin the wheel.
The big wheel,
and it lands on a date. That well, not a date, a year. And we like to give you a montage of, say, the top 10 or whatever you may have of the music from that year
on this date.
All right, I'm gonna spin it right now, Chris. We might as well get this so then you can get to work on your montage.
Yeah, I'll get my abacus and notebook out.
Oh, guess what year it is. Oh, my God.
Share it with us.
It is 1999.
Ooh, the last.
That was a great year.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is the last summer of the millennium.
I went to Woodstock in 1999.
You were that high? He was 69. Oh, no. There's another Woodstock. That's right. I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Yeah, it's me and my best friend, really, Jennifer Kantorzynski, who listens to the show every day. We went to Woodstock in 99. It was quite the spectacle.
Yes, I remember getting a phone call. About you and your encounter with the widow Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yes. Courtney Love was not lovable, trust me.
Kind of.
All right. So, Christopher, we have 1999 on the board for your montage of top. I don't know. How many songs are you going to do? Top 10?
Yeah, let's do the top 20 alternative.
Oh, top 20?
Yeah, we'll do 20.
We'll do 20. All right, that sounds really good.
Because it's twice as nice as 10.
And I got to tell you, that year I did see, like, almost every band I've ever wanted to see.
You saw the Monkees. Herman's Hermits.
Oh, the Monkees.
I did.
Guy Lombardo Orchestra.
Yeah.
Liberace, saw them all.
Oh, man. I did. I seen them all. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Hello, Polly. This is Engelbert Humperdinck. Would you like to meet mid-back stitch after the shoe?
Tom Jones, I threw my underwear up on stage.
And he threw his back at you. It's like a love connection.
Anyways, alrighty, it's only 2:17, and we're already on our way.
Did I share a Tom Jones story?
You can absolutely do that.
No, it's not my story. It's a friend of mine. It was him, his brother-in-law, and a couple of other people were in Ireland. And they were at this bar in Ireland at this really nice hotel. And Tom Jones is sitting there, and they're like, oh, and they like kind of, and he kind of like looks over at them because he knows he's been recognized. So my friend's brother-in-law goes up to Tom Jones and goes, Tom, how about a picture? Okay. So they give him the
Why do you talk like that?
Because he's Scottish. Okay, I'm Tom Jones.
You would never know.
So,
not unusual to be loved by anyone.
What's new, pussycat? Nobody knows this full song. So they go like this. He goes, because you know, okay, out of a photo of yours. And they hand him the camera, and they all like huddle around each other. So he's looking at these four drunk guys with a camera. Oh, look at you! And he ended up drinking with them all night.
Wow. Well, he's Scottish, yeah. So you can't blame him. They probably bought him drinks all night too.
I still live with my mom.
All right, so 1999 is the year of the musical wheel that we spin. We're going to do that every week, which is great. And we're going to come back with Tina Marie's shout-outs,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then some silly news and the weekend weather. Right now, it is 77 degrees in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. And why don't you take us out? Tina Marie.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids. Thank you. That was some Alice in Chains for you, my favorite group. Well, other than Zeppelin, but my one of my favorite groups of all time. Heaven Beside You, and it is 2:25 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. You are listening to the Giddy Up, and it is 2:25, as I said. And I just want to say something really quick. Oh, the number here, by the way, is 781-350-3264. So if you guys want to request a song, don't call in. I'm just kidding. You can go on or my page, DJ Pauly B, Facebook page, Tina Marie's page, or just go directly to the Giddy Up if you guys want to hear anything special. But today is a very special show. And, oh, by the way, I want to say something before we get to the shout-outs. I want to congratulate the funny man sitting next to me on his big, huge, he won an award at work, and very, very proud of you, my brother. Thank you very
much. The Golden Broom, yes.
Yes.
I'm the top janitor mental asylum.
And thank you very much for taking both of us out for supper tonight, which is nice.
I'm just glad that you guys were there. I don't like to talk about my non-funny man life, but I have a pretty serious career, and that luckily allows me to, you know, have downtime to do this. But what I'm really happy about is that, you know, I love these two guys next to me and have them in the room with me when I got the announcement and got the recognition.
It was great.
It was awesome.
It, you know, choked me up. And I'm just thinking, you know, you just made more from your work bonus than I make in a year.
It's not that much, don't worry about.
What, 10 years?
And now maybe you can buy yourself, another...
He's going to make fun of my shirt, isn't he?
Well, maybe
I'm buying you a check shirt.
Instead of a tablecloth shirt, maybe you you can buy yourself a real shirt.
I love my tablecloth shirts. I love my check shirts.
All right.
It's great. You go out to eat, you spill a little sauce on there. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows? Yeah.
Blends right in.
You're talking about spilt. Mind your own business, you jerk face.
You call me jerk face. How old are you?
In general. I'm calling the world jerk faces.
He's bringing
how
back.
How old am I?
No, that's he only wears tablecloths as shirts. I don't understand.
It's from the Dom DeLuise collection.
You can't afford to buy a real shirt. You gotta just buy a bunch of tablecloths and put them together.
Yeah, and I just, you know, cut the put it on my head and a little thing for arms. It's beautiful.
All right. Anyways,
by the Dom DeLuise collection.
Even though.
Do I have to explain who Dom DeLuise is to the college crowd?
Yeah, you probably do. I call it the Papagino's collection.
Yes,
but
yes. Do we have to explain what that is? So for you younger folks, go rent the movie Fatso. Go rent Cannonball Run.
Sure.
Comic Genius. Go on YouTube, find some
Dom
old DeLuise Tonight shows.
DeLuise was great.
DeLuise and Burt Reynolds.
Unbelievable.
That was together. Entertainment, my friend.
Oh, it was.
Not like these Jonas Brothers that you kids are following around.
These ham and eggers.
Yeah. That's all they are.
They didn't even know that expression. Anyways, it's even though Tina Marie has a headache, it is that time of our show where we love to appreciate...
30 minutes with us and she has a headache.
I never said I had a headache.
And thank you. So... Here are your shout-outs. Take it away, Tina Marie.
And I don't have a headache, just for the record.
You said you did earlier.
No, I didn't. I said I was tired. Oh. Because I have, what's that called? Insomnia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can help you with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How?
I'll show you off the air.
Okay.
A hammer.
Give it to Pauly.
It involves, you know, losing all restrictions. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like restrictions meaning pants.
Those are already off.
You're being fresh, Chris.
Jennifer Kanarzynski Leadham.
Of course.
Myron Kim at Mauled and Trans.
Happy birthday to somebody.
Yes.
By the way,
I was going to say that.
Happy birthday, Mom.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
Happy birthday, Mom.
We love you.
Oh, Captain Wayne is checking in.
Oh, okay. Billy Roderick, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel from 10 to midnight tonight.
Yeah, Captain Wayne is checking in. He says, hello to Paulie, Tina, and Chris. Kind of in the mood for some meatloaf today.
Well, I'm Catholic. I don't eat meat on Friday. So if you want to call back tomorrow.
Meatloaf is on Mondays, right?
Meatloaf Monday. That's the Monday special.
Right,
yeah.
Meatloaf Monday. Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, Meatloaf Monday, right. Taco Tuesday, Spaghetti Day on Wednesday.
That's right.
Today we have fish.
That's Fish Friday. That's
right. Yes.
And Thursday is
steak night.
We had steak.
I have steak every Thursday.
That is so
Thursday's my steak.
Crazy.
Night.
We had two T-bones.
Two T-bones.
Two each?
No. One each. Well, they were huge though.
She's T-bone. So, but I got two.
T in the bone. Fridays on MFO.
Polly B. T-bone, funny man.
No, T and the bone.
Oh, I get
you. Yeah, because you got a bone to pick with people. Hello, this is Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. You're listening to T and the Bone on MFO. Push!
Hey, Robert Plant, when did you get here?
Michelle Langley Capless, Tracy McKenzie, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni.
You guys
want
to go to Brothers
Thursday?
They have good meatloaf there.
Oh, that's the place on Route 1?
Yeah, it's like 60 of them anywhere.
Oh,
those?
I never ate at one of those places.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm afraid. That was yell at you. I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know. God. Hairy arms and hairy knuckles and one eyebrow? That's just the women.
Right?
I'm sorry. Tina, please continue. I hate when I have to interrupt you.
He interrupts.
You don't hate interrupting me. Be quiet.
He said, oy vey. Well, he's Jewish.
And next up is Captain Wayno. Checking in, even though he's on the list.
Yes.
And we're getting him a pizza, I think.
Thank you for checking in.
He actually sent in his lunch request to us today.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Studley Wonder Balls.
He gets confused. Paulie's such a wonderful cook. He doesn't know. Is he cooking? Is he playing the rock and roll? What do we do?
Is it two? Rock and roll?
Rock and
it's like
or
country
roll.
Yeah. And western?
Yeah, we don't know. It's rock and or roll, so we don't know.
Exactly.
And I did the and or, so we
As
the
I
option.
Say all the time, always be a rock, never roll.
That's right.
And don't ever be country.
Because you'll
just be western.
Because you'll be impregnating your own relatives.
Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny
Back
Rosen.
In Black!
Charlie Driver. Kyle, the bus driver. Joe Breezy
Kyle
Hyde.
D, bus driver.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Right, hyphenated D.
Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody.
The Sandra Network.
I can't even look at you two anymore.
Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons, Dorothea Bruzy Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn.
Is it Hebert or is it A-Bear?
It's Hebert.
I have a friend, Jim. Is she related to Jim? Call in if you're related to Jim from Saugus.
I don't know. That's her married name.
It's like Bobby A-Bear.
Yeah, the Raging Cajun. Remember him?
Right. Not Hebert.
Hey, I used to love his interviews. Yeah, I'll go in a hole. Hell.
No, he's not.
Hey, man, hold a jambalaya. Creole.
Yeah, let's get some crawfish.
Oh, man. Masson Canner is in.
You love being with us, don't you?
I do.
Because we're... never mind.
We're two of a kind.
We are a two of a kind.
Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo.
Who killed Patrick?
In the ATL. Lisa Marie
are the authorities aware?
No.
I killed Kennedy.
The guy's still out there.
I meant Kenny from South Park.
Everybody kills Kenny from South Park.
Never mind, I won't say it.
Oh, speaking of a show, right? Do you watch Angie Tribeca?
I've seen it a couple of times.
Oh my God. We just binge watched it the last two nights.
It is the funniest show I have ever seen. Like, funny like us, disturbingly funny.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, it's like a spin-off slapstick. It's like Naked Gun or something.
It's Steve Carell from The Office.
Him and his wife.
Oh, my God.
Steve Carell from Marshfield.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, he's from Marshfield, Mass. And he runs a corner store in the summer, and that's not a joke.
What?
In Marshfield?
There's a general store that everybody loved down there is being closed down, and Steve Carell bought it, and him and his family run it. And in the summers, when he's not working, he comes back home.
In Marshfield?
Yep.
I think that's where my friend used to work, because she's from Marshfield.
Now I have to play Pearl Jam, Old Lady at a Corner Store.
Maybe you can play it again next week.
I'm pretty sure I will.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will, sir. Okay. You know we interrupt you every time you try to do the shout-out.
Frankie and Bergamo.
The mustache of Medford.
Yes, he is.
The unofficial mayor of Medford
He's the unofficial mayor right now of Nahant Beach.
Oh, yeah, I know. It seems like he's...
In Revere.
Oh, I know. I've seen that picture of him that he posted in that marble bag bathing suit.
And I said, hey, I didn't know I was friends with Fabio on Facebook. Frankie Fabio Imbrigano.
Oh, my God.
Even his bathing suit had a mustache.
All right, give it up. Joke of the day. Joke of the day.
That sounded way funnier when I said it than in my head.
It was way fun. Oh, it was funny.
This sleep deprivation's working for you, sister.
I think so.
Right?
I'm going to start calling you up at 3 in the morning. Make sure you're up.
It was 3. 3 to 7, I was up. Cat jumping on me.
I love scotch. I had something similar last night. Down into my belly.
It is Friday, Scotch Day.
Yeah, it is. It is Scotch Day.
It is. Denise Fioretti Mamolet.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Mamolet.
I think I'm going to need to change my trousers. Thinking about them Mamolets.
Special guest.
No, you just got to take them down. I'll give you a Mamolet.
Special guest today at Walgreens.
It's half off for guys.
Yes, the special guest today at Walgreens is going to be Frankie in Bergamo and his marbled bag mustache. Double checking the mamelettes.
Oh my God.
There's going to be two
lines.
I
just pictured it.
I know.
You did.
And you can't unsee that.
Yeah.
Even though you pictured it in your mind, you still can't unsee it.
HDHTV will be there with a camera crew while they're still on the air.
Oh, my God.
For the next 6 months.
Whew. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack and Janice.
Big Jack.
Special get well wishes to Chet.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love you. And he had his last chemotherapy.
Last week.
2 days ago.
We said last week it was his last chemotherapy.
Nope, two days ago.
But we did say that.
Honey. Well, it was upcoming. Well, good for him.
Well, 3 days. It was Tuesday.
Good for him.
So, God bless you and get well soon. And
yep, we want you healthy.
Get back on your feet.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel, who maybe he might call in.
Yes, Mr. Cook, if you're listening.
He's still working.
The new number is, I think he can't comprehend a new number, that's why.
Oh, maybe.
It's 781-350-3264 here at MFO.
And if you have the Skype,
And that's not something that you get from... Yeah.
He doesn't even know what Skype is.
Well, the rest of the folks out there.
Oh, okay.
If you have the Skype, and I'm not talking about something that you catch if you're going to Rio for the Olympics. But if you have Skype, please Skype us at MFO-DJ. I did it a couple weeks ago, and... the sound quality, it's like you're in the room.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes, we did that once.
Yep, a couple weeks ago when I
That's what he's talking about.
Maybe we should do it again. I know, well, I'm just saying.
When we realized that there was an actual thing on there.
Yeah, so.
I didn't know.
I know, we didn't know.
I do have the web Skype.
It's there?
Right there, yep.
WMFO-DJ, you Skyping fools.
Yes.
And that's a dash, not a slash.
And that's only if we Skype.
Yeah, if you don't Skype, don't do it.
Right. Just call the number.
Just call.
If you don't Skype, you nothing but tripe.
You can call the old number.
And if you call, you're going to talk to Paul.
Christine Fantasiastic. Buddy Nicole and Chloe.
Fantasiastic.
Bob and Gigi. Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon. Christina Papalotto will also be making a special appearance at the Mamalette counter.
Yes.
If you'd like to come by and get a Papalotto.
Get a Mamalette and a Papalotto. We're having a two-for-one sale. I don't know what you're saying.
He likes
you
to whisper.
That wasn't for the air. Turn my mic down.
Turn my mic down.
Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E. Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart. Amy D. Domenico. Just wait till we're off the air, then you can tell both of us. John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scario, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary and Ed Lyons.
The Lions Kings and Queen.
Yes. Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Shala Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and Amy Giamaco Moquin. Those are your shout outs.
Wow.
For July
29th. And please, a lot of listeners and fans, and we appreciate every one of you. And thank you very much, Tina Marie, for those shout outs.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, honey. Okay, so.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you very much.
I was talking to Chris. Okay.
You can't do that on the radio.
2:42 in the afternoon. We're gonna play a couple tunages. Especially this one is gonna go out to good buddy Captain Wayno. And why don't you take us out, Tina Marie? We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids. I want meatloaf for dinner now. Not the singer.
Maybe we can talk all night, but that ain't getting us nowhere. I told you everything I possibly can. There's nothing left inside. Maybe you can cry all night.
Here I there's no way to go through life, son.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said, woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out. Sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. Patience. Yeah. Sit here on the stairs, 'cause I'd rather be alone. If I can't have you right now, I'll wait, dear. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Said, woman, take it slow, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said, sugar, take the time, 'cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. We won't break it. Oh, I'll never break it, 'cause I can't take it.
8. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Yes. Coming from the Giddy Up, we encourage you to please adopt a pet. I just adopted a tarantula the other day, and... and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I moved to tears.
Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Benford, Boston. The number here is 781-350-3264. And at this time, I would like to turn it over to our funny man, Christopher. We spun the wheel of music earlier, and it came up to 1999, which is, I think, was a great year for music.
I like what we're putting up there
today. All right.
So this is some.
So you take it away, Christopher.
Yeah. So later in the decade of the 90s, the last summer of the last millennium, we're gonna highlight the top 20 alternative songs. As our good friend and Big Daddy DJ Polly B said. So coming up, number one. My auxiliary two?
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
It's all right. Technical difficulties.
There we go.
Guys, remember this band? The singer was the drummer in a band called Strip Mine. Godsmack. Whatever.
I do know Godsmack. I know Sully very well.
Sully Herman.
Yep.
He used to work at the Meadow Glen Mall. He did.
Of course he did.
He did. Yeah, many years ago.
That's why they tore it down.
So this one's a little bittersweet for Polly and myself. As you know, we're huge Alice in Chains fans. This is one of the last songs recorded with Lane.
With Lane Staley, yes.
This was from that Greatest Hits package.
Oh,